We're kind of still in a learning and growing process as they learn about me and I learn about them. As a staff, myself, Roger, and Pete, we're very particular about how things are done. I'd rather see things done light and right instead of heavy and horrible. So there's a lot of teaching going on as far as application of movement, biomechanical application of proper speed mechanics. Just from everything we do, we're fanatical on our skill and application of everything we do, Ken. So we're paying particular attention. They're learning what we want, and I'm learning more and more about them. The more I learn about them, the more I understand what needs to be done from an individual basis and from a positional basis.
Good. I'm a very intense guy, you know, always very in detail about everything. Good dude, you know. Kind of different what we had around here, so take some time to get used to it and, believe in the system. You know, anything we could do to try to get a step forward and going in the right direction, we buying in. You know, we don't have guys that's rebellious. So, you know, we're just trying to do our best to support him, and he's working with us, you know, so we can all get on the same page.
I'm shocked at everybody's commitment to us and what we're trying to do. They have bought right in. I think understanding that we explain everything to them, and we've separated groups, and this is no longer what I call a cookie-cutter program where everybody just comes in and does the same thing. The volume of speed work for our big guys is different from the volume work of our skill guys. The weight training, the exercise selection, the sequence of events, the loading is completely different based on positional requirements and, again, individual. And I think these guys have begun to understand that we're here to help them.
How do you make someone faster?
Through improved mechanics, okay? You could take a guy out there and you could hammer him home with his mechanics and so forth, make him more efficient runner, and therefore that's when the power comes into play. Okay, so yes, you can take an average person and make that person faster. How much faster all depends on where they stand in their genetic makeup.
You got to remember, this is a two-time Olympic champion, he's a world record holder. You don't achieve that level in your sport without being pretty doggone good. So what he picks up from his standpoint, just the smallest things, I'm going to take any advantage I can get. Remember this, I got to compete against 31 other strength coaches in this country. We got to be better than them every day. It's our job to help them achieve the highest level of physical preparation using methods and means. When I say means, that's an exercise that yield the highest possible results at the lowest cost. Low risk, high reward is a win-win every time.
The actual endurance, the more the longevity workout, trying to get you warmed up a lot and basically fine-tuning things like that before you try to really just go out there and kill you. You know, it's one of those things where you're doing just as much work, but you're not doing as much pounding on your body. So it's definitely good for me. You know, I'm appreciating it right now, but it's all about what you get out of it is what you put in it. So at the same time, we're just trying to support him and make sure we're all on the same page and working towards the same goals.
I have a system. My system has evolved over 35 years of doing this. In that evolution requires myself, Pete, and Roger to study every day. So I make it a point on my part and my staff's point to look at something and read something every day for at least a half hour. If you don't read, if you don't increase your knowledge, you limit your abilities. If you limit your abilities, you limit the development of your athletes. What's my job? To develop my athletes. So I have to read every day.
If you don't have it in the offseason, you're not going to have it in training camp. You're not going to have it in the season. So just right now is this important as showing up for the first game of the season. We got guys around here that's putting in the effort, you know, in the meeting room, asking questions. Like I said, man, this is where you win your championship at, you know. And a couple of weeks, we'll get, you know, a couple 20, 30 more guys in from the draft and free agents, stuff like that. But right now, the foundation of this team is in the locker room, man. We have a long way to go. And each and every day, we have to capitalize and don't take it for granted. And I constantly tell all the veteran guys, man, you know, every day we come in here, let's try to do something to get better.